course back then, said Archer. They thought that the studies of extraterrestrial life that were being conducted here on Gold conflicted with their views of the Bible. They sent me here to find out just what the scientists were doing and report back to them.
They thought that studying ET life contradicts the Bible? Corvus said. That's nutty.
Not to them, Archer replied. They were very powerful in those days. They practically ran the government.
Dorn said,
When a religious group gains political power, both the religion and the political system suffer.
Archer shook his head, as if trying to clear his mind.
That was more than 20 years ago. Things have changed. For the better, I think.
Yeager said,
There's still lots of people back Earthside who believe all that fundamentalist bullshit.
But Mrs. Westfall isn't one of them, Deirdre pointed out.
Archer agreed. No, I don't believe she is.
Then why does she want Dee to spy on you? Corvus asked. Archer almost smiled.
Beats me. She must have her reasons. I've shown her everything we're doing here. I've been quite open with her.
Dorn said,
Conspiracy theory.
What?
People who believe in conspiracy theories are never satisfied with the information you give them, unless that information confirms their beliefs.
Like the UFO believers, Yeager said.
Well, the solar system really has been visited by intelligent extraterrestrials, Corvus said. We know that.
Millions of years ago, most likely, Yeager countered.
Maybe not, said Deirdre, turning to Dorn. The cyborg nodded to her, then told the others,
There is an artifact that seems quite beyond human capabilities, hidden out in the asteroid belt. I've seen it. It changed my life.
But we've got no idea how long it's been there, Yeager insisted.
The point that I originally intended to make, Dorn said, looking squarely at Archer, is that no matter how much information you give to someone who believes in conspiracy theories, that person will remain convinced that you are hiding vital facts from him.
Or her, Deirdre added.
Archer's face showed he understood Dorn's point.
So you think that Mrs. Westfall believes I'm hiding something from her? And she's enlisted Deirdre to pry that information out of you, Dorn said.
But I'm not hiding anything.
That means that Deirdre can't tell her anything more than she's already learned directly from you,
Yeager said.
Which means she'll think Deirdre's holding out on her.
Corvus picked up. Which means she won't let the medics cure the gengineered virus.
They all turned toward Deirdre.
I could die of rabies, she said in a choked whisper.
No, Corvus snapped. Never. We'll get her to produce the cure, Dorn said, folding his prosthetic hand into a tight fist.
Maybe there isn't a cure, Yeager said. Just because some lab manufactured an engineered virus doesn't mean they've also made a way to kill it.
Deirdre felt her inside simmer with sudden fear. Archer saw the expression on her face and said gently,
Don't worry. I'll send all your medical files and a sample of your blood to the nanotech lab at Cellini University. They'll design a nanomachine specifically to track down that virus and tear it apart.
That... Deirdre's breath caught in her throat.
That would be very expensive. Wouldn't it?
Archer smiled at her.
We've already paid for your passage here, and your scholarship. This would simply be protecting our investment in you.
And do you think that would work? The nanobugs could wipe out the virus?
Certainly.
I'll send the data today. Your current therapy is maintaining you. The virus isn't spreading through your nervous system. Selene will produce the nanomachines to cure you.
And what do we do in the meantime? Corvus asked. Westfall will expect information from Dee.
We'll give you information to feed her, Archer said. For example, Faraday's first message capsule is due to pop out of the ocean later today. Isn't that right, Dr. Yeager?
Max, Yeager corrected automatically. Then he added,
You're right. Data capsules due in...
He glanced at his wristwatch.
2.5 hours.
Make a copy of the capsule's upload and give it to Deirdre, Archer directed.
That should keep Mrs. Westfall happy for a while.
Corvus grinned. Dorn nodded thoughtfully. But Yeager said,
If the capsule comes up. If everything's going right down there.
Faraday. Sensor data. No leviathans observed. Central computer. Extend search to maximum sensor range. Sensor data. No leviathans observed. Program timeline. Data capsule to be launched in 60.0000 seconds. Central computer. Query logic tree. Launch data capsule despite lack of data? Logic tree. Command protocol dictates data capsule launch according to pre-programmed schedule, regardless of contents of data storage. Human analog subprogram. Aphorism. No news is good news. Aphorism. It is always darkest before the dawn. Central computer. Launch data capsule on schedule. Mission objectives program. Data capsule launched. Sensor report. Pressure waves indicate presence of large organisms at extreme range of sensitivity. Timeline. 17.3318 seconds elapsed since launch of data capsule. Sensor report. Detected organisms moving at depth deeper than mission profile cruise depth. Central computer. Mission profile cruise depth can be exceeded if necessary. Sensor report. Detected organisms depth estimated at 900 kilometers below ocean surface. Central computer. 900 kilometers is within nominal performance limits. Change course to dive to depth of detected organisms. Navigation program. Course correction implemented. Diving. Sensor report. Detected organisms not leviathans. Signature indicates organisms to be predators. Memory bank. Shark-like predators attack and feed on leviathans. Voracious, extremely dangerous. Have attacked research vessels from time to time. Central computer. Query. How many predators have been detected? Sensor report. 82. Memory bank. No previous observation of more than 15 predators at one sighting. 82 predators, an unprecedented number. Central computer. Query decision tree. Launch additional data capsule. Decision tree. Not enough data to determine if this is new behavior of predators or normal behavior not heretofore observed. Logic program. Large assemblage of predators, an indication that large assemblage of prey must be near enough to be attacked. Since predators prey on leviathans, Conclusion is that leviathans must be within sensory range.